Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why.
This is our anthem, folks. That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section. That's a 30-year-old song, but it's become, I think, the small business anthem. When everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do or to die. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, when you get a chance. Jane Pollock is our guest, our good friend. She's the author of Sole Proprietor. Jane, you know all about the words of that theme song, don't you?
Absolutely. And, absolutely. It's true. It's great to have a tune, you know, to go along with it.
Exactly. So we're talking about it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but not with how you do it. You got to make changes. You got to make adjustments. You know, Jane, I'm old enough. You're a lot younger than me, I'm old enough to remember when somebody could start a business and have a business model, an idea, a product, and dine off of that idea for years, maybe.
It's definitely changed. You know,
that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
Yeah, when money was loose, people would try everything. Now you have to, you know, it's like the sweet spot on a tennis racket. You know,
right. You
can get the ball over the net, but now that has really narrowed, and you have to make sure that you're really approaching your audience in exactly how they need to be approached. A lot of experimentation.
Based on their expectations today. This is the thing. It used to be that businesses could develop a strategy and draw customers to you, but based on, you know, how you presented to the marketplace. But today customers are singing that tune, aren't they? They're playing the music that you and I have to march to.
Yeah, unless you're Apple, you know. You've got,
right.
You know, that's different, where he didn't do any market research, he told you, but
right.
You know, for the other 99.9% of us, we have to respond to customer needs.
Right.
And you know, when you do, it works, and it's really thrilling when it works.
You've done this yourself in the evolution, the development of your own business. Tell the audience what you've learned yourself.
Well, I'm thrilled. I started with one-on-one coaching. I started doing mastermind groups, so I would have larger groups, so 6 or 8 women at a time. I created something called a Remarkable Women's Network, and all of them had immediate success, but then kind of faded out. And recently I realized that in order to reach a wider audience, I would have to learn about the webinar model so that I could have people all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I did my first free offering last Wednesday night, and I sold out 24 spots. And that was just, you know, exactly, it was like ding, ding, ding. You've hit it, and it's replicable. I can do it to many, many different groups. I can do it as often as I want. I'm going to do this 2-month program now before I offer it again. But it was like, now I know the sweet spot. It was a great price point.
When you say you sold out, so people paid you money to sit in your website, in your webinar?
They came for free, and during the webinar, the free webinar, we said, here's the offer. There are 8 classes.
Right.
There are 16 hours of coaching. Now, there are 24 people who get coached during that 16 hours, but
right.
The price point was less than 1 month of coaching with me for all of these hours.
And so everybody who attended bought.
A third of the people who attended bought, which was miraculous.
Right.
Miraculous.
That's a high percentage.
So, very high percentage.
But here's the point, folks. The point is not to say, okay, you know, most of you aren't coaches like she is. The point is you kept moving things around till you found the thing that fit what you can do and what customers want.
Yeah, you know, it's like the person who said, you know, if my art or my whatever is $1 million and all I need to do is sell one. Yeah, well,
right.
You know, I figured out a way to sell lots for much less, and
right.
I think that's what the world needs right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can a lot of people have a little bit of you rather than one person have all of you?
But I don't. But see, you know, I don't. Your model works for you, but it might not work for somebody else. To me, the model doesn't work. It's being adaptable and really finding out what customers want. That's the key.
You know, it's what Groupon is doing. So let me put it out in a different way. Let me go to my audiences, and then some people are using Twitter. You know, if you buy between 12 and 1 on Tuesday, you know, you get it for 40% off or half off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
People are just trying, you know, how do I get my clients' attention? Because there is money to spend, And it's really figuring it out. So for me, it was a webinar. For somebody else, it's Groupon. For somebody else, it's Living Social. There are so many methods. What you can't do is say, I quit.
Or you can't just say, look, this is the way I've always done it, and it was successful for me in the past, and it'll be the way it'll be in the future. You know, when I do speeches, Jane, and I talk about these things, I've got one graphic that I use that sort of demonstrates where the audience can actually apply where they think their customers are on this graphic as I'm talking to them, and then I talk to them about where they are on that graphic, and invariably they see that how they've applied where their customers are to where they are. I can almost see the cold sweat popping out on their forehead.
Can you describe it?
Yeah, well, it's a parallel universe thing, and it's where I try to explain to them, okay, this is where your customers are. Do you agree? And they say, yeah. And then I say, this is where you are. Would you agree? And they say, yeah. And then when I do that, they turn ashen because they realize they're behind their customers. And then the light comes on, and they say, this is why our stuff isn't working. This is why we don't have sales increases. This is why what we used to get 10% response for, now we're getting 1% response for. And they're teaching themselves these. But the point is, folks, you've got to find out where the customers are.
You also do the first pieces. You get them to see it. A lot of people are like, why? And, you know, they're just in the dark, and you're saying, here's why. It's like, okay.
And the way
not that they're wrong, they're just in the dark.
And unlike Jobs, Steve Jobs, the late, great Steve Jobs, unlike him, you and I have to ask our customers what they want. That's the high percentage play, ladies and gentlemen. Right back with Jane Pollock after these messages. 10 till, stay with us.
But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had enough.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.